ever since VHS and DVD and Blu-ray came about, stores like Walmart or Best Buy or gas stations or anywhere basically had the discount bin where they were movies, not very good movies, for a couple bucks. Well, today we're going to talk about if the movie Sick belongs in the discount bin. Thank you again for listening to the Smartass Supernova podcast. I really do appreciate you checking me out, listening, returning, first time, whatever. Listen, I know every podcaster out there, every YouTuber, any content creator, they all say that they appreciate you checking them out, but they don't appreciate you like I do. So let's get started into talking about the movie Sick. Last Friday was Friday the 13th. Now, I'm not a big Jason fan. I think I've mentioned that once or twice before. And usually you'll watch a Jason movie on Friday the 13th. Instead, I decided I'm going to check out a new movie that just premiered on the Peacock network called Sick. And what drew me into wanting to watch the movie Sick is it's written by Kevin Williamson, who was famous in the late 90s for writing such things as Scream and I Know What You Did Last Summer. Those movies kind of really reinvigorated the teen slasher genre. So I had a little hope for this movie. There's going to be light spoilers. Not really going to give too much away, but some light spoilers in this review. And we're going to decide, does this movie belong in that discount bin? So, as well as being written by Kevin Williamson, it was directed by John Hyams, son of legendary action director Peter Hyams. And looking up John Hyams, he has done a lot of TV directing. He also has directed two of the direct-to-DVD or cable or streaming Universal Soldier sequels, Regeneration and Day of Reckoning, which were much better than the sequel, the theatrical sequel to Universal Soldier, the one that had Goldberg in it. That was a piece of trash. And he also directed a movie called Alone that I had not seen. So I had some hope hearing about this movie on the Peacock network that, you know, written by Kevin Williamson, and it was going to deal with a slasher movie during the COVID pandemic. And I was like, brilliant, perfect. Kevin Williamson, if anybody can really do a great job getting the insight, the humor, poking at ourselves during this really strange time that we lived and still kind of are living in. So I was definitely looking for the clever meta insight that he brings. Opening has that. Opens up in a supermarket. And if you remember supermarkets during the first days of the pandemic, because this opens up, I believe it was March or April of 2020. And he goes down the hall, down the aisle, I should say. There's no toilet paper. He sees the last thing of tissues. There's a woman with a child. There's no meat. They go on the line. The woman coughs. It was very good with kind of summing up how it felt at that moment when we all ran to the supermarket and nothing was there, supply chains down. Not that the supply chains are all that much better right now in early 2023. it does bring in a little bit more of the, you know, the teenager in this generation. You know, instead of being on the phone, he's on the cell phone texting. And instead of the killer calling, he does some texting, which is, you know, an update. So then it goes, follows the formula from that scene into almost the Scream formula, where you open up with the first kill. And the first killer is stalking this male, and he goes to his apartment. And I believe it's a dorm room, not an apartment. And the killer, and this is the first problem, and it's a major problem I had with this movie. You're not afraid of this killer. It's a visually unimpressive look. And when he tries to take out this first victim, he struggles mightily. And if you can't be afraid of the killer in your first scene of the movie, why are you watching the rest of the movie? Because this killer is weak. He's not going to do much. Boom. They go in. First scene's over. You get the first kill. It is very Scream-like, but as I said, weak killer. Open. So it goes into the two main characters are two college girls who are going to one of the girls' parents' lake house to get away during this pandemic. Everything's shutting down now. People are going into quarantine. They said, I've got this huge lake house. Let's go. And you've got these two girls, two college-age girls. One's rich. She doesn't seem to care about the pandemic. She's on Instagram, doing her Instagram story. She seems very frivolous, not only with this relationship, this boyfriend she might be having, but also with her own health. And then you have the extremely cautious friend. And that is very funny. That character, small spoilers. I don't want to spoil the joke, but it is very funny. She walks around spraying Lysol. There is even a scene where they're dancing and she's spraying the Lysol. Very funny. The movie then goes away from the quarantine pandemic commentary and turns into a very basic by the numbers teen slasher. But it's a teen slasher with not a lot of kills and not a lot of gore. As really, there's only three main characters in the bulk of the film. And the movie goes very heavy into relying on the jump scares, which I hate. Don't give me jump scares from something off screen. I need some suspense. I need a little more mental fear buildup. And this movie just doesn't have it. It's more traditional slasher fare with the teens running from the killer or killers in the home, out in the woods. And there's not that cleverness regarding this moment of society, which was there ripe for the taking, and it just doesn't do it. It does go back in the end reveal, and it does bring COVID back into it, the pandemic back into it. But it just doesn't really seem to work. Overall, this movie is weak. The killer is weak. The plot / setup is weak. The reveal is weak. The kill is weak. The gore is weak, if there's any gore at all. And the commentary and insight could have been so much better, so it is weak. I'm giving this movie 3.5 out of 10. Best thing about it was less than an hour and a half long. So we're sending it out to the discount bin. Thank you for joining me.